in the Northwest, calls for heat illness always spike in August and September. Ryan Scharnhorst, Assistant Chief of Operations for Pullman, Washington's Fire Department, says in addition to high heat, outdoor activities like game day and drinking are a big reason why.
Like this year, we have a game on September 3rd. That sun is going to be hitting that student section, and if they're not making good decisions the night before and or game day, we will go there for heat-related emergencies.
He says one of the most important ways to prevent heat illness is to stay hydrated. Keeping cool drinking water handy and using flavor additives with electrolytes can make that easier. People should also seek shade and rest when fatigued, even if they don't feel unwell. Alcohol also makes it harder to regulate body temperature, says Greg Reitmeier, the Deputy Chief of Operations at the Lewiston Fire Department. So people should be extra careful when drinking in the heat.
There's nothing wrong with folks wanting to enjoy a cold beer, but you got to be careful. Alcohol and heat can mix things poorly.
Certain medications, including antihistamines, diuretics, and psychiatric medications, can also increase the risk of heat illness. People concerned about particular medications should consult their doctor. At work, employers are responsible for having appropriate rest, water, and acclimatization for their workers. Employees whose safety concerns are not adequately addressed can file a complaint at OSHA.gov. I'm Rachel Sun.